who's responsible? I say, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
I say, pay attention now, boy. This is, of course, Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. You all asked for it. I say, you all asked for it. Now you're gonna get it. And boy, oh boy, are you gonna get it.
Go away, boy. You bother me.
This podcast is being recorded before a live feline audience. That's right. Tonight we're being joined by Destructo the Cat. He's gigantic. He's a Maine Coon. I think part Maine Coon. He's one of four. And he is a big boy, but he's a gentle giant. So he is joining us tonight. And you're like, what is this now? Who are you? Why is this? Of course, this is Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. That's me, Loghorn Feghorn. Got a topic tonight to talk about. It's kind of an interesting. I was going to tackle the pinball price subject, but I'm going to let that bounce around in the old noodle a little bit longer. I got some thoughts about it, but I also I like to like kind of think a little bit more deeply than just spouting off nonsense. I mean, don't worry, there's plenty of nonsense to go around, and I will spout along with the best of them. But it's one of those things where I'm kind of like, let's do some more research so I don't sound like a complete idiot more so. But I digress. It's been a good week in pinball. I'll start off with two times I dipped my toe into the hive of scum and villainy known as Pinside. The first one was like, all right. So I logically said, I wanted to get a couple anti-fatigue mats for the pinball machines. We're on a concrete floor. I don't wear shoes. So I'm like, you know what? We need to do that. So I was like, everyone says tighten. So I was like, okay. And then I was like, but I saw Stern had some. And I also saw Amazon had some for like, you know, a lot less. So I was like looking around and I reached out and I looked at Stern's, and Stern didn't have any of their measurements or any of like the thickness or anything like that. It just said, hey, look at this awesome anti-fatigue mat. So I was like, well, that's odd. And I wrote to them and I never heard back. And I was like, well, that's sad. Cause I'm a big Stern booster, not bagging on them. Just never heard back from their customer service. And I was like, dang, come on, man. Then as I was looking at it, I was like, I don't know. So I said, I know, I'll turn to Pinside. And I started a thread, Stern versus, I prefaced it by saying, I know there's a thread out there talking about this stuff, nothing recent. So anyone have any experience with the Sterns, anything? And of course it went on a little bit, but it seemed like resoundingly everyone said, go with Titan if you want the best. There's plenty out there and anything's better than nothing. That's my dumbed down version of it. When I looked at the Stern ones, I was kind of like, I don't know, man, I'm finding stuff on Amazon that looks kind of the same. And I own a screen printing business, so, you know, putting logos on things is not particularly difficult, but I would never do such a nefarious thing. Also, I was like, you know what, the heck with it. And I just, they're the best, that's what I, so I plopped down money on two of the glow-in-the-dark Titans, and we'll see. I have more machines than two, but a lot of people say, you just buy that and move them around. I'll probably stagger out the money because these are not cheap, but if you want the best, you kind of pay for it. I'll give a product review at some point, but I probably won't. It's arriving later today. I'm excited about it, so yay for anti-fatigue mats. And I'll get it. It'll be some, won't even help anything. I'll be like, well, that's sad. I kid. I've heard they're great, but enough of that. The second thread I made on Pinside, and you know what, this is going to go a little too long. The second pin, the one I made on Pinside, I was like, this one was great because it just fell into the exact what you're used to with Pinside. Like the other one actually had some, you know, comments that were useful and meaningful and stuff like that. The second one, I was like, hey, you know what, band? I like this band. This band should be a pinball machine. First one was a link to an old one because I don't do a lot of searching. I don't care. I assume we're all there and we're just wasting time. None of us are out curing cancer, so I'm not wasting anyone's important time, you know. So the first one was a thing saying, oh, this has been done before. And then the second one was like, yeah, there's only other, you know, 400 other people like that. And I was like, well, then it should be an easy sell, shouldn't it? And it just degraded. The same old stuff. You're like, oh, there you go, Pinside. You are nice. I should have searched out and see that the topic had already been covered, but my bad. I'll do that next time. Probably next time I just won't start the thread. I was feeling uppity. I usually don't start threads a lot of times unless it's a direct, hey, I need to buy this thing. Is this a thing I want or other things? And even then it's kind of like, meh. But it's okay. That's it. When you expect it, it's, you know, my feelings weren't hurt. It was just, the second one followed complete normal. Yep, that's what the internet's about. And not even just Pinside. I actually like Pinside, but that is the internet in a nutshell right there. If someone would have cracked wise about my mama, then that would have been the trifecta. But enough of that. Topic of the day. Amazing. We're going to be talking about how deep do you get into something, you know? And if you're sitting here listening to a guy talk in front of his cat about pinball, you might be in a little too deep into. And this has all come up. This happened. I started thinking about this because I started a new job in, it was around in November. It was November 8th. I started this new job and I liked the place, but new guy in a place that has a lot of turnover and stuff like that. Let's just say, you know, I don't get a lot of people talking to me, you know, you're just there. And I like to talk a lot and I'm a very personable person. I think I try to be, but I spend a lot of my time just sitting there quietly, you know, and because I found myself jumping into other people's conversations because I know a lot of stuff and I do a lot of stuff and I have things to say. But then you're like, oh, no, I'm that guy. So you learn, you kind of bite your tongue a lot and wait to be invited in, you know, rather than I don't want to be the guy that walks out of the room and everyone goes, oh, this guy just keeps on shut up. So I was sitting there microwaving my food, as you do when you're a cube monkey, and a guy is sitting there talking about liquor. You know, he's like, oh, this bourbon. And I walked in and started in the middle of this conversation. So it took me a couple minutes to figure out what the heck they were talking about. And so this guy's talking about bourbon. He has a lot of bottles of it, he has an expensive collection. And then another guy went, because they were saying a word. It was like, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't something like highfalutin like Kessler's. You know, it was some bourbon in this guy. And then luckily, another person in the lunchroom was like, what is that? What are you talking about? He's like, oh, it's a bourbon. And I was like, oh, thank you, anonymous person. I don't know. So then this guy started talking about it. He's like, yeah, this bourbon. And he said the name, and I tried to, and I kind of remembered it. And then the other guy goes, oh, those are the ones with the little pewter horses on top. So I was like, aha, now I have two starting points, and that's all you need to Google search. So I was like, okay, I just sat back and I listened to this guy's tale about, you know, finding these, because this bourbon, very smart, they have a series. And when you have a series of little tiny pewter horsies, if you're that collector, that super collector, if you're on bourbon.com, I don't know if that's a real thing or not, well, you're in too deep. You need all those horsies. And now they've got you. Like if you get one and you're like, oh, that's cool. And they're like, oh, whoopsie doodle. That's a collector's, you know, they're only going to have three of those in the state of Wisconsin. Well, now it's a mad rush to find that one little horsey and its value and everyone talking about it. And that's like, oh no. And I was like, there you go. Because he's like, yeah, I have them all and I could flip them for a couple thousand. I was like, but I don't, because I have hundreds of bottles of bourbon. He's that guy. And that's cool. I'm that guy in a lot of stuff, which is bad, because if you're like, if you collect 30 different kinds of things, well, then you're not collecting, you don't have a super collection of any of them. You just have a whole crap ton of crap, you know, like I have guitars and I have retro video game systems and I have retro games and I have skateboard decks and I have bikes and guns and samurai swords and all this stuff I've had interest in over the years. So I don't, and pinball machines, arcade machines, that's one. So then I was like, oh, see, he's in. He's all in, you know. So then I started thinking about, like, what about the pinball world? And I was like, because I was all in, you know, for a while. And I said, don't stop. Because there's some regret to that, too. And I'll explain. So when you're all in, you know, you're going on the forums. You're they know your name. Like, no one knows my name on Pinside. I'm just a lurker that kind of pops up every now and then. If I know a lot about something, I'll answer a question and that's it. Or I'll make one little snippy remark, like a jokey one, not a mean one. So no one knows who I am there, but there's people on there that they're known. They're like, if it's a day goes by, they're like, what happened to this guy? Now he's in too deep. Everyone knows who he is on the inside, you know? And part of it is like, if that's where you want to be, that's cool. Cause a couple years ago when I was super pinball guy, I was all in. I wanted to be all that guy. I listened to every podcast. I knew the names. I could recognize people. But then I peaked out and I got tired. And I got tired of like the drama and the dumbness. And you're like, why would there be drama and dumbness in pinball? You know? And then I started figuring out that like, well, now you start not being happy because you got this thing. But everyone's like, oh, well, that's the crappy one. You bought the one that's the bad one. I'm in the loser side. So, but you're like living through other people's like examination of something. You know, if I would have never listened to a podcast about anything, you know, I'm perfectly happy. Like, what a great machine. This is a great pinball machine. And then you listen to somebody for 25 minutes or 30 minutes talk about how horrible Austin Powers is. And it's the worst thing in the history of the world. That's the truthful story. There's one guy he hated it. He just talked. It was like every third or fourth show. He hated Austin Powers. It was the dumbest, stupidest thing. It's the worst thing. And you start looking at it, you're like, is this a bad machine? That's the first time you hear it, you're like, no, it's dumb. But then they start talking more and more, and you're like, oh, yeah, I got a bad machine. What was I thinking? Well, the 10 years I had it before, I listened to that guy talk about it, rail against it. I was like, I love the machine, you know. And most people don't love Austin Powers. I liked it a lot. I liked the movies. And that was my first new in box. And I was completely, like, I didn't know nothing about nothing, you know. I was fixing up old machines, never listened to a podcast, never listened to anything. And I just liked pinball. And my whole theory was I would buy those used games, fix them, play them for a while, sell it, buy another beater. And then as I got kind of tired of fixing decades of neglect and harsh living, you know, I was like, I should buy a new one. And I looked online and I just, hey, here's one super cheap. I think I got it for like a new in box delivered from some place in California. It shows up on a pallet. It was like, I think 2,800 or 3,100. Again, I didn't know, and it was still new. So I unpacked it. I never contacted Stern. I never learned anything about anything. I just kind of like set it up and started playing it. And for years I played it. And then finally I was like, then I finally traded it in for a Beatles, that and some money for a Beatles, you know, good trade. It was worth the trade. But it was one of those things where I was like, at the time I started hearing more and more. And so then you like learn more and more. And that's what I do miss. Cause I totally cut back from like all the podcasts. Well, partly because my job, I have to think a lot at my new job. So I don't listen to anything but like music in the background. I don't listen to like podcasts. Cause you kind of have to give some of your attention to it, you know, but also part of it was like, I got tired of backbiting and stupidity and stuff, but I do miss I miss some of the people. Den, he seems like a very funny, good guy. Jeff Patterson seems like a really good guy. But, you know, and I miss the information. That's the big thing, because you don't, like, when people are talking about the news and rumors and, oh, my God, and, oh, this and that and the other thing, it's mostly BS. But sometimes it's like, oh, that, you get, oh, there, that's the new machine coming out. And these are the three tiers. And now that information's out there. But, again, I get home from work. I'm not going to sit on a computer. No way. I've sat on a computer for eight hours or more. I've had enough of computer world, you know. So it's just one of those things where, like, as I pulled back and I slowly just peeled off the layers and just said, you know, I don't need that one. There was a couple easy, don't need that one. I listened to two or three. I was like, nope, gone. You know, and then there was a couple that kind of went away that I did miss because they were like, well, I liked them. But then they just said, you know, they just stopped doing podcasts, which happens all the time, you know. But it's you kind of have to find out where's your comfort zone. Where are you happy in the hobby? If you want to be super guy and super pinball person, that's cool. I'm not passing. Nothing I say is a judgment. I'm just saying it. It's opinion, and that's what people think their opinion's right, and you're wrong. Opinions are just opinions. If I say this stuff, I could say it every week, and you can listen every week, and you'd be like, well, this guy's an idiot. You're probably right. But I hope you're not. But, you know, some of what I say is based in logic of my experiences through life. So it's just one of those things where, like, now part of me is like, okay, I pulled completely out of the pinball world. Now, I love pinball. I still play pinball all the time. I still, like, go you know, buy stuff and look online. And I go on Pinside a lot, which that's probably a bad idea. But, you know, so it's not like I don't like pinball anymore. It's just I kind of removed myself from pinball commentary with a, ooh, the online personalities, the influencers, pinball influencers, everyone. Say that without laughing. I dare you. You can't. It's not possible. But the like, so part of me thinks now I'm going to have to, I should find a way to like listen to some, you know, just for some news. I don't know. I'm lost a little bit on that one. But I guess, you know, I've droned on long enough. I try to keep these a little bit shorter. No one needs, you don't need to hear me for 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Trust me. I keep saying I'm going to drop in some interviews, and I am. I found one I forgot I even owned. I was like, I couldn't find the Billy Mitchell one, and I'm looking around for this, and I know I have it somewhere. I just have to find it on my many hard drives. I found an interview I did with the Suncoast Arcade for the Cosmic Carnival. That's the next one I'm doing, because I was like, what? I forgot I even did it, because like they were like two blocks from my house, and you know, like literally like Suncoast Arcade. I was like, wait, where are they? And I looked on the map, and they're literally two blocks from where I lived, in that was in Clearwater, Florida at the time. And then I was like, okay, I reached out to them and I didn't hear back, and they're like, oh. And the guy replied back, and he was like, oh yeah, you know, that guy like quit, I'm a new guy, and you come down. And I was like, yeah, I'm on, because my shows are on Radio St. Pete. So every now and then, if I can get local content, that's good. You know, that's why people listen. So I found that. I was like, oh, I'm doing that one next, because there's a lot of interesting shenanigans with that one. Both from the, not from the interview at all, but what happened to that one? Jeez. Remember that? Remember Cosmic Carnival? I have like a trading card pack from that and some stickers of the playfield. Wow. All right, that's off topic, but that's coming up next. I know I keep saying I'm going to do that next, and you know. So I guess what I'm saying is, for the new year, sit back, take a step back, and go, how deep do I want to go? You know. But I digress. I guess as I talked in circles and talked in circles, hopefully, don't count me as any kind of pinball information, because I'm not that. I'm just a fireside chat of stupidity. Casserole of nonsense, if you will. But that's the end of this show. I hope you enjoyed it. This has been Loghorn Feghorn with the Pinball Junk Drawer. I don't know. Should I play us out? Nah. I'm just going to end it. Let's just end it. Just stop talking. What do you think, Destructo? He's cleaning his butt. That means time to go. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll be back with hopefully a more entertaining show next time.
There was a mushroom, sad little mushroom. There was a meadow, ready to cry. There was a sparrow, gray little sparrow. There was an eagle, silent and high. And the Lord said, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, laugh. Children laugh, the Lord said laugh, laugh, laugh. And the Lord, he said, I created for you a world of joy from out of the blue. And all that is left to complete the joy, just the laugh of a girl and boy. Yeah, 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 yeah. And there was a garden, beautiful garden, held in the arms of a world without joy. Then there was laughter, wonderful laughter, for he created a girl and a boy. And the Lord said, oh, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, laugh.
sure is. And you know, I never felt any more like laughing than I do right now.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.